Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's call on Buddhas and Butterflies. We are working with our integration for the first two houses, astrological houses 1 and 2, and we're working with breathwork today. So I'll walk you through the process of the breath, and as we do breathwork, I'm going to invite you to either be seated or, ideally, if at all possible, laying down. Seated is a better posture to use if you have something like a particular concern around high blood pressure, or you have an eye issue where you've had just like a recent surgery or glaucoma, or anything along the lines of a concussion. So if you have any concerns, bringing your practice to seated, and if at all possible, using a prone or rather supine posture, laying down. So as you get comfy and cozy, I'll offer you just a little bit of information on breaths. For some of you, it may have been a while. So for those of you who are newer to the practice as well, know that there's no way to actually do it wrong. Breathing is information. So whatever's happening with your breath just simply becomes the next piece of information to bring in. For your intentions for the journey, as you focus on that and as you breathe with your intentions, material will unfold within the journey, which is yours to be curious to explore. So I'll be providing cues about that along the way. The actual breath itself is done through an open mouth, and this would be technically breathing the wrong way on purpose. As we breathe through the open mouth, we elicit the undigested content that is there to be explored, yet hasn't had a chance to be fully metabolized. So it's lingering somewhere in the tissues. As we open up the mouth, in particular, it's entering into the lower centers of the body where that material seems to be, shall we say, congested. And as we breathe, we're signaling to the brain that it's actually safe to be with that material now. And as the brain receives the messages of safety, it begins to slowly break down the information that's stored there in a way that sometimes comes with understanding in words that we can make sense of, and other times may just be conceptual, may just be like a felt sense of something moving through, but you couldn't necessarily put a word to it because it actually came from a time in which there wasn't words or there wasn't concepts. So there may not be a physical like thing that you could sink your teeth into and grab onto in these realms. Yet at the end of the practice, there might be a physical lightness. There may be, sometimes it's actually a deeper, heavier feeling in a good way because you actually feel a bit more grounded because there's more space for you to take up more room in your body. So the name of the game will be to be curious as you breathe through the open mouth. We invite you to open it up just to the point of a mild stretch, and you're welcome to go ahead and actually do that now. You're going to hear a little bit of music come on in the background. Oh, pardon me. Let me try that again. There we go. And as you take time to connect to your breath, through the open mouth, we're going to breathe in a very specific way, often referred to as vibrant inhales and surrendered exhales. Vibrant inhales, meaning just a little bit of effort is utilized on the inhale, almost like you could lift your hand up against gravity, takes just a bit of work. The surrendered exhale is the hand drops right back down again without any effort whatsoever on your part. So, vibrant inhale. A little bit of effort, surrendered exhale, and it drops away. It drops away. And notice if there's any tendency to control either one as you breathe. That's where some juicy information can often show up. And just get really curious about that too and play with it. Feel free to, on purpose, explore here. But coming back to the base level of instruction, those vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales, are meant to happen now without pause. Without pause. Meaning at the top of the breath, and the bottom of the breath, we take out the pause. And just as that inhale is ending, the exhale begins. Just as the exhale is ending, the inhale begins. And in this way, we breathe like a, sometimes it's referred to as a circle or a halo. I like to think of it as it's a pulse. Your breath becomes the heartbeats of this practice. And it becomes the pulse of life. And this pulse moves you, this breath moves you from the inside out. Now you're in charge of the intensity of your experience. So if you want to add on more, I'm going to invite you to pick up the pace of your breath. And you may choose to pick it up quite dramatically. If you've got lots of space today to play, then explore with your intentions. And for those of you who have pockets or are just not looking for that today, you can take down the intensity by slowing the rate of the breath. You can further take it down by taking the breath to the nose. And you may choose to lessen it even further by dropping the practice of the breath at any point. You're in charge. Please take good care of yourself. And as you connect the breath, taking out the pauses through this open mouth, vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales, it's as if we're inviting the whole body to this breath and being curious about any parts that may be more available than not. And just noticing, hey, what parts of my body are available here as I open my breath and I offer it to the fullness of this entire system. As you deepen into this practice, I'm going to continue to support with verbal cues along the way. There'll be periods of pause as well for you to listen to your own internal system. And you can reach out anytime on chat if there's anything in particular that feels like you'd like to have a moment to be with in a different way, needing some extra support. Know that it's available. I'm right here with you, as is Creator, Spirit, Universe, whatever we call this. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, who we call in, who we ask kindly to hold this space safe and sacred. To nourish us, to guide us. And we ask that their guidance be received through our bodies in a way that's freely opening and allowing of their support, of their nourishment, of their protection. And we give thanks to the earth that we rest upon, connecting us to stillness, connecting us to the ground in a way that lets anything that's inflammatory just gently be offered, much like a blessing to the earth, where she can continue to receive it and till this soil for us, with us, in ways that we were meant to be mothered by. So thank you to this earth for reminding us what it is to be healthily received and mothered. And thank you to the skies, reminding us what it is to actively expand and be held by the energy of Father, to be held by the vastness, the limitlessness, which our actions can begin to offer this world, giving us room to fly beyond the preconceived ideas that our humans may have offered us. And thank you to the water that flows through us, granting us the connection to the very core, cutting through the very stoniness, much like it moves through mountains, much like it can sink to the very creeks, niches, crevices, allowing us to curiously explore our emotions, our consciousness. And thank you to fire that connects us to the world beyond, to the unseen, to spirits. We give thanks to all the creatures who walk and crawl and swim and fly, and we call upon your guidance when and as need be today, helping us to explore with curiosity our intentions for our journey. Thank you. Om Shanti, 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 peace. Peace, peace. Blessings on your journey. And as you breathe, may it be for all beings in this world, for those that have caretaken this earth, for those in need, and for anyone who may benefit. Thank you. As we offer blessings for others, we begin to place the blessings onto ourselves from a different angle. So as we offer to this broader scope of the world, we offer a receptivity within ourselves. And if you're open to it, I'm going to invite you as you breathe to just notice where your breath is being received. Be really curious about how that quality of reception seems to show up. How do we receive our very existence? Through breath, what is it we're looking for? What is it we're looking for? What are you breathing here today for? What are your intentions here for this journey? Thank you. there's a really interesting connection here between these two. How are you receiving? Which you can see through how your body's opening up to receive the very breath. And what is it you're looking for? What is it you're looking for? And if it's possible, I'm going to invite you to hold both of your awareness at the same time. To hold both at the exact same time. If there's any part of you looking to figure it out, to have an answer, which is oh so human, oh so natural, let them know thank you. Let them know thank you. And just for right now, we're going to invite them to have just a little bit of a step back so that we can actually lighten their load for them by means of exploring with curiosity in another way here. By means of exploring in a different way. As we breathe here in this way, we begin to gently explore what it means to hold opposites. How is it we're receiving? What is it we're looking for? It becomes a really, a really gentle introduction to being with paradox. Simple act of having intention and being curious about it is a rich practice unto itself. As you continue to breathe and explore these ways, any parts of your body that could use just a little bit more love, a little bit more help in receiving, a little bit more support, for whatever reason, we invite you to take your hands to those parts of your body. And we invite you to be mindful as you do so. That mindfulness is, so to speak, the skin in the game. How is it we're doing anything? As you take your hands to those parts of your body, letting the conversation just organically evolve between hand and body parts. And just notice what's happening here. How is the body part receiving your hand? What is the hand offering to your body parts? And as you drink that in, see if there's just a little bit more space to breathe here, to breathe right into that area. If that body part is receptive to opening up just a little bit more, breath by breath, offering it whatever feels good, offering it the nourishment that it needs. There may be a word, there may be a color. What does this body part seem to need? If it feels right, check out, how does that body part want to move? There is an impulse to move in a certain way. Invitation to explore that. Invitation to, as that impulse gets explored, to let it evolve organically. It can be as little or as big as feels right for right now. This way, we invite it to take up space. We let it know you're welcome here. You are not caged. You are not trapped. There is room for you. There is room for you to move. Yeah, that's the way. Just like that. And that movement may transfer to another part of your body that's also curious to play, to explore. Or you may choose to just take a moment to explore the opposite. Stillness. What's right for you in this moment, knowing that everything here is an invitation. Everything here is for you to explore. You may go back and forth. Movements, stillness. Feel free to play. You may choose to deepen into one or the other. You may choose to let your whole body come to stillness, despite any other sounds around you. Or you may choose to let your body move. To let your body curiously explore any impulse from the inside out, inviting it to get as big as it wants to, be as small as it wants to change rhythm whenever it wishes to. As we explore in these ways, we begin to explore what is my rhythm. What is my rhythm? Every body part on its own rhythm. Every soul on its own journey. Honoring what's true for you here and now. And you may not know what that is yet. Because the mind can't know yet. The mind can't know until it's actually happened. Without figuring it out, without anticipating it, let the body evolve, let the body build into its direction organically. And as you do so, honoring your own self, your own instinct, your own knowing that comes from deep within the body, comes from deep within your system. That comes from your soul. Some parts may want to move even bigger, some parts want to move even slower. Some parts may come down to stillness altogether. There is no right way. There is no right way. other than simply honoring what's true for you in this particular moment of expression. So be curious and listen. What's here for you? How does that get to change? Can you welcome any desired evolutions? Your body can change its mind. There may be another impulse here. Something different might be showing up. So listening moment by moment. Not through the mind, allowing the body to lead the way. Supported by breath. The dance between body and breath. And check and see if it feels right for you. I would invite you to just do like a whole body wiggle, woggle, shake, shimmy, and invite your sound to come from within, whatever that sound is. Letting that ripple through the whole body. And letting your sound take up space. Letting it be received by you, by this earth, by the sky. Let yourself be heard. Letting yourself be seen. Knowing that these parts of you that are expressing in these ways here and now are heard and seen. And held by earth and sky. Let them take that in, that they're welcome. They're welcome here. You, exactly as you are, welcome here. Check it out. Drink it in through every pore. Knowing that as you do this, it is not just for you. It is for every one of your ancestors held in this body. This body, a mirror of all the holdings and all of those that have come before you. This body, a divine connection. This body, here to hold you. In the same way that you are here to hold the body. And you might just check in with the higher selves of your ancestors. Just check in what their prayer for you would have been. Their prayer for you, your body. How you're held in this life. Coming from not what you know of them in their history, but the highest self. What is the prayer they would have offered from their highest self? And in the same way, the highest self of you, the higher self of you, holds you. Held in wisdom in this life. Held in wisdom. So ancient of all of those that came before you through your entire lineage. Held in the loving presence of creation itself. What is it to be cradled in the arms of this? And what is it to receive here? Thank you. Are you receiving or are you surrendering? And is there a difference? Is there truly a difference? Where do you feel in your body right now? What does it feel like? What does it feel like? You, my love, are the living prayer of this world, of this universe, of spirit itself. You're an interweaving living prayer between the realm of human and the realm of the divine. Stitched together with care. And paradoxically, we have to unravel sometimes into that. So you're unraveling of your human essence and all the messiness that's contained within it, and the deepening into that goes hand in hand with deepening into being held by that which created it all. You, the living prayer. And with that, what if just for right now, just for a moment, there was nothing left to heal, and you simply got to feel? What if just for right now, there was nothing left to heal, and you simply got to feel all of it? That's how feeling works. Opening into the full, richest landscape and allowing yourself to be held in your feelingscape. without a need for it to be other than exactly as it is. Feel free to try it on as an experiment, just for right now. What is it to be held in your feelingscape? At peace with what is. Resting in all that's here. Allowing yourself to be held. Allowing your feelings to be held. And simply welcoming what's here, being with it. Even if it doesn't make any sense. And if you're open to it and it feels right, we invite you to cultivate even more of that by simply reaching out with your arm, with your hand, grasping onto whatever it is that feels maybe in a bit just beyond or just on the edge of what you're possibly feeling, and drawing it towards you, bringing it into heart. If there's something that you're feeling just a bit challenged to feel, reaching out and grasping for it with your hand, holding on, bringing it back. Placing it in your heart, moving slowly here, as slowly as you can tolerate. Layer by layer, bit by bit. I'm going to invite you to do in all 3D directions around you. All 3D directions around you. For as much or as little feels right for you today. Letting yourself rest in all that you've called in. Knowing there's nothing left to do. simply an opportunity to now be and rest here. Feel free to drop the practice of the breath. Thank you, Spirit, Universe, Creator, Mystery, Beauty. Thank you. Thank you to all of our helpers, our guides, all of our compassionate, unseen and seen assisters today. Thank you to this earth. Thank you to this sky. Thank you to the water. Thank you to the fire. Thank you to the rich exploration, the dance in this life, allowing us to simply explore with curiosity in an ongoing, everlasting way. Thank you for this journey and all that came through. May it be a blessing to each and every one of us in this world, the communities that we touch and serve. To our families, to our ancestors, to our lineage. Thank you. Om. Shanti. 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 Peace. 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 Just continuing to rest for the next minute or so, reflecting on the journey, your intentions, and all that's come through today. If you wish, rolling to one side or the other in your own timing, and taking your time here. If you haven't already, deepening your breath, wiggling fingers and toes, eyes, ears, and nose, and bringing yourself to seated. Continuing to take good care of yourself in the coming hours, days, as you may continue to have pieces integrate. You may wish to have a little time in nature, a time in creative mode, whether that's journaling, painting, dancing, singing, anything that you wish to create, landscaping, whatever that may look like for you, and taking time for yourself. I invite you to share mindfully about the information that comes through in your journeys with others, meaning wait until you're ready to share what you're ready to share, and be mindful who you share that with, knowing that not everyone was here today, and not everyone may receive it in the same way or in the same understanding. that you explored it within. So they may not be able to relate to it in the same way. And sometimes they may say something that may sort of clash a little bit with your personal experience. But sharing it with a friend, sharing it on Facebook in our community, or sharing it with a trusted, excuse me, guidance person that you may have in your life, like a counselor, a therapist, or any sort of a spiritual advisor, etc. I'm available. As we typically do, I'll stop the recording here shortly. And just before the recording ends, please do reach out for those of you listening to the recording if you'd like any extra support. After I stop the recording here, you're welcome to share a little bit about your journey if you so wish. I'll give people a chance to do that. Yeah, and you're most welcome, everyone. Yay for the tears and the yawns and the music and all the things that came through today. A deep bow to your tears and your smiles alike. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And thank you again for all of your care and your support during this wildly interesting time with the rebirth of Roxy Lazarus, who is making her way again. So thank you all for your care again, and I'll see you guys next week. Okay, bye for now.